Base. Let us just start again from the Kasha of Ravach Berei Darov La Rabashi. Amalei Ravach Berei Darov La Rabashi Bichmeacha de Tais of Rovem. Since Rov was upgefragt, and we passkin Yishalem Edas Leabiyush, Hani Tamri de Ziki Heichi Ochlina Lohu. How are we permitted to eat tamri deziki, the tamarim that the wind blew off? Rashi learns pshat abemis, and this is akash afilu according to Rava also, because chazus emechiyach olof. And the Taisu says, no, the kash is tamri deziki only according to Abaye. Chazus emechiyach olof is only applicable by the peiris had a somach le'ilon, so one can recognize from which ilon they came from. Tamri deziki is when the wind sometimes blows it far away from the tree, so then there's no inyan of chazusa mechicholov, and then if he would have known, he would be miayish. So according to Rav, it's very good why one could eat them, but since we paskin like abayim, so the Gemara's kasha was, so how we permitted to eat it, it's Yishalei Medas. Omalei, so he answered him, Kivin Dikash Kotzim Ramosim Dekochilulum, Bikore Yish Meyayish Minayu, since it's Oymed Lipoil and there's Kotzim Ramosim. He mentioned yesterday, either it's Asra Dikash Kotzim Ramosim or Tmorim are a dover mosik, that a machel mosik, that shkotzim or a mosim enjoy eating them. Some amele, so they're miyayish right away. They know they will fall. And they're miyayish because of the shkotzim or a mosim. So the Gemara asks, Yasmi, the lav v'nei mechila ninu mai. But how can one, that's very good, if it, the bailim of these tamarim are gedolim, so the neyush, so we say, mikori yushim yayish, but what if the bailim of these tamarim are ktanim? So lav b'nei, the lav b'nei mechilaninu mai, so we learned yesterday, just like to mention one nekudah, the Taisus, the Lavne Mechilaninu, Mai Bishloim Lerove, Kimda Lechigodli, Miyayishi, Ashtanami Mikri Yiyush. So I had saw the Itzim of Oshe, a Talmud, it brings from the Einig Yontav and the Shaila Meshev, that Taisus means to say, not the Kimda Lechigodli, when they'll become Gedolim. No, if they would be Gedolim now, so they would be Miyayish. So Hashtanami Mikri Yish. So it's mamish similar to every Yish Alei Medas. I mean, what's the difference if I'm unaware of the Aveda because I don't know that it was Nevad, or there's another Chesonim, I don't have Das to be aware of the Aveda to be Miyayish. So others Lamshat, it's the same Yish Alei Medas. The Kivin the Lechigotli means if they would be Gedolim Miyayishi, So I can assume that there would be, if they would know, there would be miyayish. So, yish bekoich is also sufficient. Yeah, so kaponim, so according to Rove, it's good. According to Bayish, Omalei, so he answered him, Bagi ba'ar de yasmi loy marzekinum. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Bagi ba'abagi ba'aradiyasmi loy marzekinam, ein aleinu lahachzi kol abika becheskas akarke shel yisaimim, v'lesa kol atmorim mishum sofik karke shel yisaimim." That means you have a valley full of orchards of full of the kolim, and you'll answer, and you'll assume that the whole valley is Kalkish al Yisaimim, to Asa all the Tmorim. I mean, I don't have to be Chayish that all these Tmorim in this valley belong all to Yisaimim. Bishim Zofik ain't aleinu laharzik. We don't have to assume Kol Abike that the whole valley becheskas a Kalkish al Yisaimim. that the whole karka belongs to Yisaimim v'lesa kol atmorim, mishum sofi karka shal Yisaimim, to maybe it belongs to Yisaimim. So misafik, I should be chayish, that it belongs to Yisaimim that Allah v'nei bechile. Elo hoilchen acher haroif. No, fakert. Roiv of the Bailim are not Yisaimim, are Gedoilim. So I can assume that these Tamorim belong to Gedoilim. I'd just like to mention two Ha'ores. One Ha'ore, they ask, Ein Hilchem B'momanach HaRoiv, that means how can I take it? How can I take these Tamorim Roiv of the Karkois belong to Gedoilim? So Mamela, so I can assume it's after Yish. But in Hilchem B'momanach HaRoiv, I can't use the Birur of Roiv to be Mavar and Dini Momenis. So there's a Teretz, and I really taste this later in Afrav Gimel, mentioned such a Svarim. The whole din of Ein Hilchem B'momanach HaRoiv is only said if someone is a Muchzik. You want to be Moitzi from a Muzik, so the din is the Birur of Roiv is not strong enough to be Moitzi from a Muzik. But here no one's a Muzik. There's a Suffolk. Do these Tamarim, the Tamarim what I find on the floor, are these Tamarim, these Tamarim belong to Ketanim or to Gedolim? No one's a Muzik in these. This tomorrow, Samaila Roiv could help. That's what others answer. I had another problem, and I found this problem in the Eitzim of Hosea Talmud. I had Balachayre, there's a problem of Kavua over here. That means if I have a valley, and there's 25 Dekolim in the valley, and we'll say Roiv of the Dekolim belong to Gedolim, 20 Dekolim belong to Gedolim, and 5 Dekolim belong to Ketanim. So the Shaila is, the Dekel that this Tama came from, according to Rashi, I know which Dekel it came from. It's Chazus HaMechicholov. I know which Dekel it came from. So the Dekel it came from, does this Dekel belong to a Godel or belong to a Cotton? So if it's L'cheiretz Kavua, if there's 5 Yisaimim and 25, there's 25 Dekolim, 5 belong to Yisaimim. So the Shaila is, you should say, Kol Kavua ke Mechza or Mechza Dami. I found that some of Hoshe Tama asked this kasha. Don't understand exactly what he answers, but perhaps pshat is not that we know clearly in this valley there are 5 dekolim which belong to Yisaimim. That means I haven't the faintest idea, bechlal. I have a dekol, I mean, I have a valley full of dekolim. I haven't the faintest idea who the bailim are. So do I have to declare that it belongs to Yisaimim? Roiv, this is the Ruba de Lesa, come on, not the Ruba de Yisa, come on, not that I know clearly, it is speaking about clearly, that I know there are some Dekolim that belong to Ketanim. I don't know Bechlal. First the Gemara said, let's be Chayish, that the whole Bika belongs to Ketanim. So the Gemara says, forget, why should you be chayish such a thing? Roiv, Bailim, are not Ketanim. So you go bas Roiv. So don't have to declare Bechlal that there's a Bailus of a Cotton over here. It's not Kavua. It's a Ruba de Lesa, come on. Not that I know clearly the Rashi is saying a case that there's a valley and I know there are 5 Dekolim belong to Ketanim and 20 belong to Gedolim. And according to Rashi, I know from which Dekel it came from. And so then, L'cheire, there should be a problem of Kol Kivu Kimechza Mechza Dami. L'cheire, here it means it's a Ruba de Lesa, come on. I can assume that Reif Bailam of the Kolam Agdailam and not Ktanim, so I go Basa Reif. There's no Kavua here whatsoever. So the Gemara asks, Muchsek Vo'imid Mai. So what is, if you do know that these Tamorim belong to Ktanim, so then you can't say Mikori Yushimi Yayish. Karches Amai, what if the Dekel is surrounded by a tall fence that prevents the Shkotzim and Ramosim from entering? No, your whole Peretz was, because Mikori Yushimi Yayish, because you have Shkotzim and Ramosim who are Muchan to eat it. What if this Dekel is protected by a fence, which is surrounding the Dekel, and Shkotzim and Ramosim are not capable to eat up the peiris that fall inside the fence? So the Gemara says, Omalei Asiri, then it's Taka Osa, and the Hanami, then it's Icha Osa. Murzik, what Rashi says, Murzik, Boimed, my Karka, Atzmo, Shal Yisaimim, I know, Klor, this Karka belongs to Yisaimim. Karka Samai, the Kolem, Akruchim, Umukofim, some solution of krach, it's surrounded, it's protected. Vigedo shalabonim soviv, shein shkotzim uremosim nichnosim sham. So what is the din over there? So, the answer to it, taka also. Kaches amai zektoisviz im yesh geder soviv ilon, vishoi oisom shawuach moilich oisom chutz legeder. According to toisviz, tamri de ziki, Tais is also at the problem of Chazuse Mechiyach Olov, and Tais is Lemshat, that the whole Siyah is speaking about Tamorim, that a strong wind, it blew them away, they're not in the vicinity of the Dekolim, and there's no capability of being Bevara from which Tekel they came from. That was the year Shalom Medas, that means if he would know that they're far away, he'd be Miyayish. But he thinks they fell underneath the Dekel. He's unaware that they fell far away. So the Gemara answered that no, he's Mikor Yush Miyayish. Because they are, if they fell underneath the Dekel, there's Shkotzim Ramosim, which will eat it up. It's Pas Chadik Shkotzim Ramosim. So the Gemara is Kachas Amai. Yesh Gedda Sova V'ilo. Mishori Oysam Shiruach Moilich Oysam Chutz L'Gedda Derech Olo. Abaylim Soivrim, Svurim Shekulam Yipul Tachas Ilo. The Baylim are under the impression that it's in the full Tachas Ilo. And they're not miyayish, v'sham yishtamru, mishkotzim ramosim. So it is yish. So then again, it's yish lemidas. If they would have known, that's from the fall further away, they would be miyayish, but it's yish lemidas. So the Gemara says, einachanami, then it's taka also. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Kriches v'shus harabim, arei elu shaloi. You found, so kriches are small bundles, b'shus harabim. One is permitted to take them for himself. Omar Rabbe, afilu bedovo sheyesh b'yisimen. Rabbe said, it's speaking about, afilu these kriches have a simen. That means, I picked up a kriche, and I pick up the kriche, I see it says the name and the address of the bailim. I'm allowed to keep it. Alma kesova rabbe, simen ha'osi lidoreis lehave simen. Rabbe holds, let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, ha'osi lidoreis shamokim shohu sham rogel bedrises b'nei odom. The place where it was found is rogel, this traffic that goes on this place. Ba'chefetz namuch, the chefetz is low. That means if it's low, so people, when they're walking, they'll step over it. V'noyach lidoreis, and perhaps it's soft and it's easy to step over it, and the simen that is there will be trampled. Is loy havi simen. What's that loy havi simen? The lotion is very not meduyik. That means we're speaking about that the person who picked it up saw the simen. He sees the simen. So what's that loy havi simen? Shein bailo soymech losses by simen. The bailim do not rely to give a simen. Meima omar nishchas ha simen bedrises oreglai. That they assume that mistame, by the time will be picked up, the simen that was put there was destroyed. So the bailim do not rely on the simen. So therefore they're miyayish. So simen osi lidoreis means a simen that the probabilities that it will be trampled on is not a simen that people rely on. And so therefore, they're miyayish. It's a simen that it's not relied upon, and therefore they're miyayish. That is what Rabba holds. Simen osi lidoreis loy havi simen. Rava omar, Samelas Arabalam Shad the Mishneh, the Krichis could be that were picked up have a simen, but the simen is not a sibe to prevent the Bailam from being miyayish, because they don't rely on the simen. Rava Omar, Rava says Pshan the Mishneh, Leishono Bedova Shain by Simen. The Mishneh is speaking about Krichis that do not have any simen. And that is why I'm allowed to keep it, because the Bailam hazeh miyayish. Aval bedovo sheyesh by simen, but if I find a kriche that has a simen, chayv lahaches, yechayv lahaches, alma kesava rove, rove simen ha'osui lidoreis havi simen. A simen ha'osui lidoreis, a simen that the possibilities are that it will be trampled, havi simen, is a simen that a person it's a simen that I have to be chayish, that a person will rely on this, and therefore I cannot be toila that he was miyayish, and therefore you have to be machazit. We have to understand clearly what the machlikas abaye varove is, and if the Pashtis is the psychology, the mentality of a person who you mentioned from the Ritve says that even Adova Sha'in by Simen, there are Amiyat people that are not Miyayish. That's what the Ritve said. And now we have here another plus. We have those diehards who are not miyayish by ain by simen. I mean, these people that we can add on to them. There's other people who by yesh by simen, they still bali betochen that even though most probably it will be trampled, but there's a possibility that it was picked up before it was trampled. In Lechair, it's a machloikis in what do I assume? Can I assume that the Oivid was miyayish, even though there's a greater possibility to retrieve it? Or he wasn't miyayish. Al Kaponim, this is a machlekes Rabin Rove. Abba holds lehavi simen, and Rove holds havi simen. Vikid damasni lohosh maite, so the first mahalach was that is a machlekes Rabin Rove, how to say pshat, the Mishnah. That would say, kriches b'shus harabim, Reish Eloy, is it speaking about with the simen? they're speaking about only without a siman. Veika demasni lo shmaita bampei nafsh. Others learned the machlekes of Rabbi Verove was not based on what it says in the Mishnah. It's a abstract machlekes. Simen ha'osi lidoris. Rabbi Omar lo havi simen. Rabbi holds it is not a simen. Rav Omar havi simen. Rav holds it's a simen. So now we're going to ask a kasha. And this machlekes. Kriches perishus harabim areyu shaloi. Rishus ha'yochi noita lamachos. It says there is a difference where one found the kriches. If he found it in Rishus HaRabim, he can keep it. Rishus HaYochid is mechuyav to be machis. Hey, chidomi. Either less bo simen, if there's no simen, Rishus HaYochid my machis. So why does he have to be machis Rishus HaYochid? There's no simen. El alav, these bo simen. So koch, if Rishus HaYochid, you have to be machis, I'll call it as a simen. Uktani b'shus harabim, arei elu shaloi. So even though there's a simen, b'shus harabim, arei elu shaloi. Alme, simen, fa'osi lidoris lehavi simen. Tiyufte derov, so l'chayre from the Mishnah that differentiates between a reshus hayochid and a reshus harabim, and a reshus hayochid is a chiyiv lahachis, al kochoch, there is a simen if there's a chiyuv lahachis b'shus hayochid. Baf al pikein b'shus harabim arei shaloi yisal kochoch because simen osi lidor is lahavi simen. So it's a kasha on Rove. Amar lecha Rove. So Rove answered loy lam the less po simen. Now the Mishnah is speaking about there's no simen. If it be a simen, you have to be machis after he found the b'shus harab. But the kahamret, if there's no simen b'shus hayochid, my machis, machis mokim, your machis mokim. And speaking about derech inuach, the rabba oma mokim loy havi simen, the itma mokim rabba oma loy havi simen, the rabba oma havi simen. Now we'll see an interesting achlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Zok Rashi, b'shus hayochid kegoin b'soda zruah, a place that just was a rei demokim, shein roiv nei odom derchim bo, there's not too much traffic in that area, v'yesh miut shoilchim bo, so memele, there was a simen. I can assume the simen was not trampled. Achigasin, either less poo simen. If kriches are speaking about there's no simen, b'shus hayochid my machis. Koima, ki machis. Now, there's a mechlekes Rashi. B'shus hayochid my machis. Kloima. What is he machis? Kloima, what is the kash? The kash is, ki machis zeh, Motza Veide, my machis, sheyuchal litain ha'oived simen bo. That means, from Rashi would seem, the machis has to make a achoze to make the oived think that he found, that the machis found what he lost. Now, stamazoi, if a person says, I found an Aveda that's not Ma'irer, the Oived Aveda, to think that he found his Aveda. From Rashi it seems the Chiyuv Achroze on the Moitzi Aveda is that to be Ma'irer, the Oived Aveda, he should come and ask for his Aveda. So, the Gemara's kasha is, my maches, if there's no simen, my machis yuchal liten ha'oived simen bo. What is he machis? That he should be able to give a simen. That means like this, it would seem from Rashi as follows. Like this, bishleim, if a person found a kriche, so say, I found a kriche, and the oived will say, oh, there was a simen on the kriche. It's memele, saif, the hachose gufe helps the oived to think that he found what he lost. He lost like a kriche, so he's going to say, I found the kriche, and he's going to say, oh, there was a simen on the kriche. But if it's speaking about that there's no simen on the kriche, so what is he maches that the oived should come and ask for it? So the Gemara says, maches moke, amur de kerashi, beini maches shem aveda. He's not maches daveda, ela shem amoke. He's moira, he wants someone to, the one who lost it. It seems from Rashi that from the chiyuvim of the moitzi aveda is that he should attract the oived aveda, that oived aveda should come to him and get back his aveda. So if there's a simen, so he says, I found the kriche, the oived aveda recollects he lost the kriche, so he'll come to him and say, the kriche, this and this simen. But if there's no simen, so he can't say, I found the kriche, so what is the oived aveda? So yeah, I lost the kriche, shkeir. So what is he maches that is ma'oirer the oived aveda to come? So the Gemara answers, maches moke. No, he's maches moke. Beini maches shem aveda, or shem moke. Misha of the menu aveda b'mokim ploini yovai v'yoyma ma'ibe. So he's maches that I found in this and this place. We're speaking about those derech inuach. I found this and this place. Someone put down something in this and this place. Zeh v'yoyma abati shem chefetz ploini. And he says, abati shem chefetz ploini. So Mamela, and then he says, oh, and that place Taka left over something over there, and he's macher, and he's gives him the shame of what he was machers, what he lost. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Now let us just again see the Loshon HaGemara, and we'll see the Loshon HaGemara is very meduyik according to Rashi. Gemara asks a kashem. Amalach harava leilm tlas by simen. But the kaamret b'shus ha'yoch, there's no simen. So what is the moitzi avei de machis? But the kaamret b'shus ha'yoch is my machis. Machis mokim. He's machis that I found something in this mokim. And then the oived avei de tells him what he lost. The Loshon HaGemara is very meduyik according to Rashi. Let us see Tosfos. Idaleke simen mai machis. So Tosfos did not like Rashi's pshat. So Perish lama tzorich lahachis amoitzi. Mai does not mean what is he machis. We have to be matrik the loshen. My tzorech lahachis. Ma'achis sha'ovod ein by simen litain. That's on the Gemara's kasha. We have to add a few words. Why does he have to be machis? That's the kasha. Not what is he machis, the way the loshen is mashma. But what does he have to be machis? Ma'achis sha'ovod ein by simen litain. Umishani is a machis. He said, why does he have to be machis? Sha'oisa yishe ovad yitain simen mokim. That the one who lost it will give a simen mokim. Now, let us just look at the Loshon HaGemara, and we have to realize that the Loshon does not flow at all. The Gemara asks, my machis, if there's not a simen, my machis, why is he machis? So the Gemara says, he is Machis, we're asking, why does he have to be Machis? So the Gemara says, Machis, he is Machis, Kidei Shoive Davei Deitin Simen Mokim. That's how we have to say Pshat in the Gemara. Machis Mokim, we're talking about two different people. My Machis means Akasha and the Moisevei, why does he have to be Machis? The Oive Davei has no Birul to prove that he lost it. So he says, no, Machis, he's Machis. And few words, Kidei Shoive Davei Yovav Eitin Simen Mokim. That's how Tosfos learned Pshat in the Gemara. The lotion does not flow too well, but the lumdus stems very good. And that's so Tosfos says that's a yif to learn pshat. Now let us. I'd like to give a little hakdome. This is the Maram says pshat in Tosfos. We'll see Tosfos will be marich a little bit. Tosfos was bothered with the lotion. Tosfos was bothered with the lotion. So there was another way how to learn Pshat in the Gemara. Not like Rashi says over here. And we could say another Pshat in the Gemara that the lotion will flow. But Tosfos did not like that Pshat. Udaka Amrit, Loilam the less Bosimit. But the combat pashus ayochid my machis. If there's no simen my machis, what is the oivid aveda machis? That means, so there'd be a mahalach to say that the oivid aveda comes and he spills the beans. He says, so all the time an oivid aveda comes and he says, I lost this and this with this and this simen finish. He says everything. But now, my machis, what can the oivet, the oivet is machis first. I lost this and this. But if he doesn't have a simen, what can he say, my machis? So the Gemara says, machis mokim. No, the oivet aveda is machis. I left this and this in this place. That's how you could learn pshat in the Gemara. That the Oivet Aveda gives a Simen Mokim. He says everything. He says he's Machis the Mokim. And then the flow of the Gemara, the Lashon of the Gemara would be much better. We're not going on two people. We're not asking why does the Moitzi Aveda have to be Machis. No, what is the Oivet Aveda Machis to inform people that he lost this and this? So he's machis that he left this and this. The more complaining. You'll tell me, if I am I said that Oiva David is machis. So Tosfos says, so Bechein Lekaba. Now we'll say the next Gemara and then we'll see what Tosfos wants to be chaylik. Bechein Lekaba. The comma, kidei shi yelech shloisha, viyachze shloisha, viyachiz yoim echot. The Gemara says that it was a seven-day time that all those who found the Vedas, there was an oven where there used to be machiz and those, if they lost a Veda, if they found an Veda. So there's a Gemara that says, you give 7 days, kidei sheyelech shloisha, that the Oved Aveda should go back 3 days and look all over what if he lost anything, v'yachzer shloisha, and then the Oved Aveda will come back in 3 days, v'yachiz yom echad, and then the Oved Aveda will say what he lost. David Abedah will say that he lost. And that's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara Baita. So you see that there's such a concept that the David Abedah is machiz what he lost. So Mamele, let us say the same Pshat over here also. My machiz, what is the David? And then the flow of the Gemara will be much better than Tosfos. What is the Oyved Aveda Machis. He comes and says, I lost a krich and this and this mokim. My Machis mokim. So Tosh says, no, that's not Pshat. The Gemara over there either. V'chein lekamon, the Kama k'day sh'yei lach shloshim yachs or shloshim yach, v'yachis yoymecha. V'yachis yoymecha is not going on the Oyved Aveda the way Rashi says later. Haininam isha moitzi machis. V'oyved yitain simen. And David is going to give a simen. So they also, you have to, v'yachis, and then on the seventh day, the moitzi aveda be machis, and the David yitain simen. I mean, the same way we chop up our gemara, that's the same pshat over there also. Not that pshat is over there, that oyved is machis. Ach koshem, the Perik, so Tosfos is saying, Tosfos wants to say that there's no such concept that the Oyved Aveda is Machris is Aveda. That's not Pshat Na Gemara, that's not Pshat the Gemara Dav Chav Ches. But Tosfos had a problem, there's a third Gemara that seems to say that the Oyved is Machris. Ach Kosh, the Perik, Eilo Oivrim Amrinen, Amoretz ein machizen ala veidosai. Veich ani yoidim ze im hushal amoretz. Tosfos got stuck with this gemara. It's a gemara that says in Psochem, you're not machiz an aveide of an amoretz. Rashi says over there because we're spoken about such an amoretz that's not oisim eis amcha. That's not called aveide sochicha. So you're not machiz an aveide of an amoretz. Now, you have a big problem. What's that? You're not machas an aveda v'amoretz. How do you know it's an aveda v'amoretz? So, Tosfos had understood pshat. The pshat over there is as follows. That means like this, that an amoretz goes over to the gabbai in the shul, and he tells the gabbai, listen, I lost an aveda. Can you please say that someone lost an aveda? That with this and the simon and pimachis and the shul. Then whoever found it will come. And in that, what the Gemara says, a machiz now, we does now, yeah, Moritz, the Gabi says, no, today, would not be machiz any of it. You avoid him, but you don't, not machiz, his avedis. So then the Gemara makes sense. I have an Amoritz, and then he wants, we should be machiz on his avedis, and you'd raise the chayish, not machiz on his avedis. But that's good. If there's such a concept as the Oyved Aveda is Machiz, so then, Amoritz, Machiz, now Levidos. But if Tosfos is sticking to his guns, and Tosfos, there's no such thing that an Oyved Aveda is Machiz. The Mighty Aveda is Machiz. So what shot you not Machiz and an Aveda of Amoritz? Who knows? It says on the Veda that I belong to Amoritz. I mean, so what's that? You're not Machiz. How do you know Bechal belongs to Amoritz? The Eshloimer, the Mayri, B'moitze, B'mokim, the Shriach Amoratzen. It's Shriach Amoratzen. Tosfos in Psochim says perhaps a little better, and that's Pshat. Perhaps that's not Tosfos also. Tosfos in Psochem says, it's speaking about, there was a Shayora of Amoratzim. There was a whole Shayora of Amoratzim. And I saw that from this Shayora, something fell from this Shayora. I know cloth came from Amoratz. I pick it up now. So now I know exactly where it came from. It came from this Shayora of Amoratzim. So that means, Ein machiz na'alavei dosei. That's what it means. Ramokim the Shriach Amoratzim. Okay. Bekitzer, so the Maram explains that this whole Tosfos had a problem. The Loshna Gemara does not flow too well according to Tosfos. My Machis Mokim. My Machis means why does he have to be Machis? And tells us because the Oyved Aveda should be able to give the Mokim. Loshen doesn't float well, but Tosfos said it. So Tosfos wanted to first say, maybe you'll say it's going on the Oyved Aveda. The Oyved Aveda is Machiz. He lost something in this and this market. But Tosfos said, no, we don't find the Oyved Aveda is Machiz. And these two Gemaras, That's not pshat in the Gemara, that oivet avedes machis. But Rashi shepirish, da moitzi machis, now Rashi said a different pshat. Rashi says, da ha moitzi machis mokim, shiyoyma motzosi chayfetz pa mokim ployni. The moitzi is machis, it seems that's michiyuve ha moitzi, to remind or to attract the Oved Aveda that he found his chayfetz. For who yoyma chayfetz ployni v'yikachana. And he says, and then they'll say, this place, it's this chayfetz. So al-kaponim, it comes out, according to Rashi, we see a meir l'kechidish, that if you say what was found, that's also called a simon. Meir l'kezach. I mean, he says, I found something here and here. And Yenna says, yeah, you found a kriche. So memele, so that's sufficient. So to say what he lost, that's a simon. That's called a simon. And that's sufficient. Praktaisis tas koshe, asnan bepilkin, omar aveide, vloy omar simoneo, vloy omar klum. There's a Mishnah that speaks about such a thing. That someone comes and says that, he comes to the Oved Aveide, he says, I lost this and this. So what do we see from that? We see that he was machaben to what Yenna found. That is not sufficient. So l'chayra, I have enough in the Gemara, not like Rashi. Rashi says, Yenna says, I found something in this and this place. And Yenna says, it was a kriche. It's yours. So my story is that what he treffed to, that what he found, that's called a simon. And here it says, Omar Aveda v'loy Omar Simonim. He said what was found, but he did not give Simonim. Loy Omar Klum. Alma v'meshe mechavan ha-chevetz ain't a simon. That's not called a simon. It's not the way Rashi says. The Dvar Yakim brings down from the Darkei David, so what's Ktas Kosher? It's a Merlike Kosher. I mean, enough in the din. Omar Aveda v'loy Omar Simonim. Loy Omar Klum. So the Darkei David says, it could be it's not Shver from over there. There was some on him also. There was some on him on the Chayfetz. He said, you found the Kriche. And then that, you found the Kriche. So there, Lo Yoma Klum, there was some on him also. And all you can tell me is I found the Kriche. There's Lo Yoma Klum. But could be in our case where there are no simonim, so then could be the shame of is sufficient. But that's kosher. It seems that the shame of Eid alone is not enough of a simon. So Tosfos says, the hosam nami lav misham shu choshed l'shaker shehipsid chayfetz. Tosfos says no. The etzim, if you're mechaven a chayfetz, I mean, we're talking about someone says, I found something. And he says, you found the kriche. No, that's very good. If you go down to the computer, whatever can be lost. I mean, there's a million objects. He says, you found this. That's a raya take. He lost it. So that's take a simen. If I say what you found, that's a simen that take lost that. I mean, how did I figure this out? Nami labishim shulchoshel shaker shehipsed chayfet, and he took a guess and he hit the nail on the head. No, I don't say that. If he says you found that's a simen take that he lost it. Elamishum dikelamemiki heichid atav avdes chayfet zochenami emodam acher hipsed. It's not a simen to return it. Not al shash mishaker. I believe you 100%. I believe you 100% that you lost this and this chayfetz because I'm not choshed you l'shaker. But if we're speaking about a large area, so it could be you're not the only one. I can't give it back to you because I'm afraid could be someone else also lost a similar zach. Aber hochem adrinon den regile shnei bnei adam ogdo chayvitz ze kozeh b'mokem echad. So that means like this. Omar aveid v'yomasimene, that Mishnah is speaking about, we're not speaking about a specific place where it was found. Someone said, I found something. He found something in the state of New York. And he says, yeah, you found this and this. Fine. It could very well be that you lost this and this, but could also be in the state of New York, someone else also lost this and this. I cannot rely on that to give it back to you, not because I'm choshed you l'shaker, nor because I'm afraid maybe the state of New York could be there's another person that also lost the same type of an object. But if we whittle down the mokem aveide, that means he said, I found on this and this block something. But if we whittle down the mokem aveide, and we say where it was found, a regila shishnei b'nei odom ovdu chayfet zekoseh b'mokem echad. So there's no kasha from that Mishnah and Rashi. That Mishnah is speaking about, he didn't pinpoint the mokim aveide, so therefore we don't return it, even though Yenna was mechaven the chayfetz, because they say chash, not chash meshaker, chash maybe someone else also lost such a chayfetz. Ola peirush Rashi havi machiz mokim dohoche perushe mamish. To me, the machiz minyan the shili perikame, that there it means that the moitzi aveide is machiz the minyan. So here the moitzi aveide is machiz the mokim he found. The rabba oma mokim lehavi simen. Rabba holds mokim is not a simen. Lefi de svirele le rabbe mokim lehavi simen. That means Taisva says, and perhaps this is will help us a little bit. I mean, we have to understand Simen Ha'osi Lidoris. We are stating that the Oved Aveide is Meyayish. He doesn't rely on the Simen because he assumes that it was tramped on, stepped on, before someone had a chance to pick it up, which is a very difficult statement to say. Should I say this? So, Taisvi says, Rabbo did say, he had a right from a Mishnah, he didn't say it from his own svara. The Mishnah you can't learn, Bashus Ayochid, Yechayv lahachiz al simen mokim, because Rabbo simen mokim lehav a simen. So al kocho, Bishus Yochid has to be, that there was a simen on the kriche. So now, Bishawai Bishus Arabim Mizrei Shalhois al kocho, from the Mishnah we see that simen ha'osri lidores lehav a simen. Toshma, zok te gemara weite. Krichos b'shus haraben, lehn, krichos b'shus haraben, areo shaloi, b'shus hayochid noita lomachis, v'alumais, na'alumais are large bundles, b'im b'shus haraben, b'im b'shus hayochid noita lomachis. So the b'raisa differentiates between alumais and krichos. Rab heichem et haaretz lo, v'rov heichem et haaretz lo. So the Gemara says that you see clearly there's a chilek between alumes and kriches, and how does each one say pshat? Rabbe metaretz letaimei besimen. Rabbe says these alumes should return if there's a simen on the alumes. Rabbe metaretz letaimei b'mokim. Now the Gemara will elaborate. Rabbe metaretz letaimei besimen. Kriches b'shus harabim arei elu shaloi. Speak about a simen. Why is it shaloi mishum the midrase? Because people step on it. Mishus ayochid noitolomachis shaloi midrase. There's not so much traffic in the mishus ayochid. So there's ruah. not so traffic, so it's not, it doesn't get trampled on, so I can assume that it will be found when the siman is still intact. But alumeis are tall. Bein b'shus harabim, bein b'shus hayachid, noit tolamachis, given the gebien, since they're tall, le'midrase, so they're never trampled on, so there's a siman. So that's why, even though it's found in the reshus harabim, but al-kochoch, the traffic goes around the alume, doesn't trample over the alume. That's Arabi says pshat. V'rova metaris l'taymei, v'mokim. That reshus hayochid, v'yakriche, why ayum, machriz, because it's in the mokim. Kriches pishus haramelu shaloi. Why isn't there a simen mokim? The menashtefim. Because it gets kicked around. When we're talking about Simen Mokim, we had learned Taisvus in the beginning of the Perek, speaking about Derech Hinuach, a person left it there and then forgot it. So Memele, when he came back, it wasn't there. So, Birshus HaRabim, there's no Simen Mokim, because it gets kicked around. Birshus HaYochid, there's not so much traffic there, so it doesn't get kicked around. Alumeis bein b'shus harabim bein b'shus hayachid noiter lomachis kivin di yakiri, since they're heavy loy menashtefe, it doesn't get kicked around, so memele, that's why there's a simen mokim. Let us see Rashi. Alumeis oimrim gedoyle, speaking about large bundles. Rabbi Hichmetaris, Rabbi Domataimid Roshus Arabim, Shum Denidris, Maishna Alumis. Why aren't Alumis Nidris Roshus Arabim? Rabbi Domukim Lakrich Shem Boy Simen, Maishna Krich is a Maishna Alumis. Rabbi Mataris Lotaimid, the time of Roshus Ayochid, the Krich is Mishum Simen, Bodovo Sheyesh Boy Simen. And Rav is not so they mock him. Time with the kiris b'shus hayochid mishamok him ubedobo shayin b'yisim. So the Gemara says, therefore, we can differentiate between alumis and kriches. The time of kriches, the midrase, b'simenosi lidoriso, v'nashtefe mizgalgul beragle odom abahime, ve'einom nimtzoim b'mokim shenoflo tchilo. So there's no simen mokim. Gavuch of the Loshon of Rashi, shenoflo tchilo, Rashi would seem to be saying it's not speaking about the chinuach. Taisa said the whole Inyan of Simen Mokim is only applicable by Erchinuach, he put it down. Rashi says, Shenoflo. The name says, B'mokim Shenoflo Tchil Rashi, would seem there's such a concept of Simen Mokim, Afilu Erch Nefila. Ikiri Kvedis. Zot the Gemara weiter. Toshma. We learned Kikroish Shel Nachtoim, Arei Elu Shaloi. If a person found bread that comes from a bakery, so he can keep it, there's no simen. So we can be medayik from the reishe, really in the safe of the safe of the mission says kili like this, most medayik from the reishe. Ho shel balabayis, chayib lahachis. But if you find bread from a balabos, so then you chayib lahachis. Shel balabayis my time. Why chayv lachis? Given the isbu simen, since by a balabos there's a simen, you can recognize the bread of each balabos. The made the idea riftadinish inishu. It's you can recognize the bread of each person. So therefore, v'loishno rishus harabim, v'loishno rishus yoch. That's the difference between kikre shel nachtem. Kikrei shal nachtum, we're talking about derech nefila. Kikrei shal nachtum, there's no difference between reshus harabim and reshus hayachid, there's no simen, so therefore, it's chayu shaloi. Kikrei shal balabayis, there's a simen, so bein b'shus harabim, bein b'shus hayachid, it's chayu lachid. Alme simen ha'osi lidores avisimen. So here we see clearly that a simen ha'osi lidores is a simen, because kikre shabalabayis peshus harabim yechayv lahachis. This traffic. Tiyufte de rabbe. Oma lecho rabbe hosam haynu taime Bishum Dein Maviren Al Hoichlen. So Rabbi says, no, there's a big difference between Kikrois and Krichois. Kikrois is bread, it's food, it's edible. So there's a klal, Ein Maviren Al Hoichlen. That means when you see food, you're not allowed to leave it on the ground, that it should be trampled. Fakert, you have to pick it up. So Memele, so a person sees a chala, a bukala on the ground, he als Hilchis Euchlin, Bizoyan Euchlin, will pick it up. So Memele, you pick, so you see a bukla of a balabos on the ground. You won't trample it. You're gonna pick it up. You pick it up. Oh, then there's a simen on it. It won't be trampled. The first person that sees it will pick it up. So it's not trampled. They maviren al Euchlin. So memele, so therefore, the simen will remain intact by krichois. It's not an oichel. So people disregard the kriche, and then they'll trample it. Yeah. Just like to mention, Ashtikol Ora, the Yellow Sashacha asks, he says, the Gemara is very interesting. Tell us like this. A person is walking in the middle of the Shus HaRab. He sees a bukla there. Oh, there's a Neichlin. So he picks it up. Oh, there's a simen. No problem. So he's maches it. Now, when he sees a kriche, no, but there's a din leisucha leishalem, you know, there's an aveda. We're talking about a kriche that has a simen according to Rabbi, talking about a kriche, there is a simen. Pick it up, see if there's a simen, see if there's a chiyav hashave. Here, all of a sudden, the leisucha leisalem is somehow, everyone is misalem from the leisucha leisalem, and they walk along, kriches, though, you walk, you step on it, shalom al Yisrael. It's not, that doesn't give the person, I mean, a person has no ehrlichkeit to pick up the kriche. I mean, kriche, it didn't grow from the ground. I mean, someone dropped it, so pick it up. See if there's a simen. Maybe there's a simen. That we say no, that the people walk by, they trample it. If there's a simen, it's going to be trampled. By the time someone will pick it up, will be trampled already. So, akaponim, that's a horror that he asks. Oh, yeah, omelach, of awesome, and time you shim de mevir anoich. Frek the Gemara for Iko Nochrim. So the Gemara asks, good, a mevir anoich, lom is a din in Shulchanoch. Ayid is going to, Ayid will not step on the bukala. So memela, but the Iko Nochrim. But goyim are going to step, they don't have the Shulchanoch as bizoy noichlim. So if you tell me a simin ha'osi lidores, I have a simin, you tell me, you don't have to worry about nidras, ayid won't step on it. Fine, ayid won't step on it. But in the streets you have goyim also, so be stepped on by a goy. Ve'ike nochem, someone says, nochem chai shilik shafim. Ve'enachanami, a shulchan orich the goyim don't have, but they have another thing. They have superstition. That means they're afraid that this food on the floor, that the machashmen, they used to make kishif with food, and you just walked on it, and you're already taken care of already. That of kishif they were afraid of. So when they saw something on the floor, they made sure to walk around it. So Mela is moiridik. So you have this bulkala, everyone, the Eden, if a Yid is walking first, he'll stop to pick it up. If a guy walks, he won't step on it. He's scared for his life. Maybe there's kishif. Frag the Gemara, ve'ika behema klovim. No, behema klovim. Listen, there's no shulchanor, there's no kishif. Behema klovim. it's a good problem. You're right. So then the Bailim would be Miyayish from Behemoth Club also, but speaking about because of the Dris of Behemoth Club, it's from Basel the Shrich of Behemoth Club. So Trashi. Why did I have to be medayik a diik from the Mishnah? I did not get since the Gemara started asking from the Reisha, not get nami loisivi la rabba midiuke the Reisha. And we were narichim amoitze oichlam bedech en rashoi laver aleim olenichim shemnal taliva der. Hilkach loy nidrasu shemisha motzon rishin, the first person who sees it picks it up. We were narichim loishin driso, not you don't step on oichlam, ela kmayim we were narichim mitzvahs, you don't leave it there, you and so that's why it's not called a simen ha'osi lidos.